Apocalypse? Can we take the quiz?
Wow.
Quiz.
Only after this.
Quiz on p-values for 2 marks. You want to gain 2 marks?
Not prepare ourselves.
Follow the quiz.
Bonus.
But see the environment. It's a very dull. It's already 1:10. I am late 5 minutes. Huh? What will do? Why can't you people, you are present here, why can't you get a 2 marks?
Bonus.
Not bonus. This is a part of the quiz. Not bonus. Those who are absent, they will get -2.
Who left him this
one?
Who left him this?
So this, if I take the quiz, I will take both for marks and attendance. At least 50% I am comfortable. Less than 50% I am not comfortable. See, it's only 6 here. 10,
20, 20, 30, maybe around 35, 40. Maybe you should give us money.
Can I just take 180, maybe 60, they are not here. So it is around 30%.
They are coming.
So statistically 50-50%. 50% present, 50% absent. No problem.
Okay, now it's 52. Now it's 52.
So he's equal to 10? Okay, anyhow. See, in the next, we have only 3 sessions. I had to finish, remaining 3 quiz. And next week, your group leader adjusted with me not to have the next week session. So, we don't know. I'm not sure when, I will announce for the quiz. Like this, it is there. So tell your friends, immediately I will take. Now I'm not taking. Okay? Okay, last class, what we discuss?
Sir.
What are the things we discuss?
P-values.
Hypothesis testing. P-value. And one of the statistical tests to be discussed, some jet test. That is normal distribution test. Where this test will be used?
Okay,
thank you. So where this test will be used when n is greater than 50, minimum. You must have the sample size greater than 50. And what are the situations we use this? We can compare sample mean versus population mean. Sample mean versus another sample mean. Then sample proportion. Versus population proportion. Then sample one proportion. Versus sample 2 proportion. So these are the 4 situations. We use the jet test, and the condition is sample size must be greater than 50. So you compare the sample mean with the population mean, sample proportion to the population proportion, or 2 sample means or 2 sample proportions. Okay, both for where mean will be used for quantitative data, for quantitative variables. Where proportion will be used for qualitative data. What is proportion? That is the prevalence. Yes or no? So this is what we look the prevalence. So Z-test is meant both for quantitative data, qualitative data, and these are the 4 situations when the sample size is greater than 50. Now what I'm going to talk is when the sample size is small. When the sample size is small and for the quantitative data alone, that is only for the mean value, not for the proportion. So this distribution, what we call like normal distribution, we call the t-distribution, is a t-test. The name is a student t-test. So most of us think that it belongs to students, something like that. Is there anything attached, the student community with this test? That's what the question is, people will think. But there is no such thing attached to that. This guy is a statistician, he come out, with this idea. He was working, in the wine manufacturing big establishment. there as a part-time, I mean, in the evening times, he used to think about this concept. So this is the thing. See, he worked, I mean, most of the times, I mean, he worked, I mean, during tea time. That's why it's called, I mean, tea. So tea stand for, I mean, tea. And his pen name, he created some new name, student. So that, I mean, no one should aware that, I mean, who has developed, I mean, this idea. So that's why it's a pen name is a student, and he worked, I mean, during tea times, that's why it's called, I mean, tea. Hence it is known as, I mean, student's tea test. If you look the SPSS software, there also, I mean, it will be there, I mean, a student tea test. Student tea test for single samples, student tea test for independent samples, student tea test for paired sample. So the condition here is, when the sample size is small, how much small?
Less than
or equal to 30. Okay, this is certainly when sample size is less than 30, we have to use a mesh, the student t-test. But the flexibility of this test is, you can use even for large samples. Whereas, z-test, I mean, you can't use, I mean, when less than 50. No, you can't use, I mean, this. Whereas, t-test can be used both for small samples and large samples. But as a must, you have to use for small samples. And it is only for the mean values, not for the proportions. So we will see certain details about this. So what are the things about the types you use? One sample with the population value, one sample mean with the population mean, and you have the unpaired, that is compare, I mean, cases and controls, two independent groups. And the third situation is, I mean, paired sample, that is before and after, pre and post. That is before intervention, after intervention, is there any change? So these are the three situations, I mean, we use this. So look the example on those three lines. Test for single mean, that is whether the sample mean is equal to the predefined population mean. The second one is test for differences in the mean values, that is whether CD4 level of patients taking treatment A is equal to the CD4 level of patients, I mean, taking treatment B. Then the third situation is a paired observation. That is, whether the treatment conferred any significant benefit or not. So before giving any intervention, what is the cholesterol values? After intervention, what is the cholesterol values? So one patient, one subject, two values, before and after. So the test direction, we already know about this, is whether you are putting, I mean, one tail or two tail, one tail t-test, I mean, two tail t-test, I mean, we call, I mean, this. So what this one tail, two tail, I don't want to spend, I mean, time, we already know that. So if you know the two tail, that is two sided, you put, I mean, not equal to. If it is the right side, greater than, I mean, you put, I mean, on the right hand side, the higher side, it is greater than. Left tail, I mean, it is less than. So alternate hypothesis, I mean, it will be changed, I mean, with your symbols. So when to use one side, when it is two sided, I told you before that if you know one thing is going to benefit, one intervention is going to change, I mean, the outcome, then you put, I mean, one side. If you're not sure, then, I mean, you put not equal to. Say, for example, I am favoring group A. Group A students are, I mean, better. That is, the scores are higher than group B students. So it is one-sided. So I don't want to do favor to you. I may say that, I mean, group A students are lower than group B students. This is, again, one-sided. I am not doing any favor to anyone. So there is a difference. They are different. Group A, Group B students are different. How different they are, I am not sure. Whether one group may be high, one group may be low. So that what, I mean, it is not equal to. You put, I mean, always, I mean, not equal to, it is two-sided. So this is the same thing. I mean, if you have one-sided, you put, I mean, all your significance level, I mean, the one side, because I am using the word higher there, so I am putting on the right-hand side your 5% level. Suppose if it is lower, where your 5% level will be? On the opposite, I mean, that side. Suppose if it is different, I use, I mean, word different, so two-sided. So it is very simple, we already know about this. Now coming to the analysis, I mean, by using this statistical test, the student t-test, you have two groups, say for example, control group and treatment group. You can see here the mean values, I mean, it is same. I mean, in the center here, but the distance, I mean, you can see, I mean, it is the next slide. So is there any difference we have to see? So I have three situations here. The mean difference is same from here to here, here to here, here to here, in all the three situations. But what is, I mean, the difference in the three examples about the variability. You have the first curve, that is a medium variability. In the second curve, I mean, you have high variability. In the third situation, you have low variability. Now, what is the question here? The hypothetical question is, which one shows, I mean, the greatest difference?
The middle.
Which one? I mean, three examples. You see here, there are two groups. This is one group, this is one group, this is one situation. You have the mean is difference, I mean, the gap is same, but you have the medium variability. That is, your standard deviation is not that much big, not that much small. What about here? You have high standard deviation in each group. This group is having high standard deviation, this group is having high standard deviation. What about in this example? This group is having very low standard deviation, this group is having low standard deviation. Now, the question is, which of these scenarios, this one, among this, it will give the statistical significant result? If I take, I mean, the mean value here, mean value here, standard deviation here, and do the calculations here, which example, I mean, which scenario will give the significance result?
The lowest standard deviation.
Lowest standard deviation. That what I mean, we discuss, I mean, when the variability is small, what the logic is? What is the logic is? If you understand this, then I can go to the next slide fast. I need lot of stamina to erase this, sir. Okay, what is the logic this? We have seen, I mean, the Z value. So Z value is higher. What is the rationality? P value will be small or big? The P value, significance value.
Low.
What will be the conclusion? Significant, statistically significant or not statistically significant? Statistically significant. So as Z value is lower, what will happen to the probability value? What will happen to the p-value?
Higher.
It will be higher. What will be here? The conclusion?
Non-statistically
significant. Okay? Now, coming to your Z formula, simple.
So
here, standard deviation or standard error. Now, this is, I mean, what you'll put, I mean, here? This in this denominator, if you put, I mean, standard error, standard deviation over root of sample size. So this is your sample size will play a role, your standard deviation will play a role. What will happen, I mean, to this standard deviation is bigger. What will happen to this value?
Bigger.
Little bigger. When this is bigger, what will happen to this value?
Smaller.
So this is all the chain of events. So your sample size, your variability, I mean, will affect, I mean, your statistics value. Whatever may be. Now we are taking, I mean, t-test. Let it be chi-square. Let it, I mean, like this, the list goes. Your p-value, okay, your standard error, the normal distribution concept, these will be the standard ones. These are the rules. But your statistical test will be different. For large sample, for quantitative data, you are using Z. For small sample, for quantity, using t-test. For the next, what you are using for qualitative data, you are using chi-square test. But the principles are same. This one, I mean, it is same. So coming back, I mean, here, there's your friend said, I mean, the low variability will give the statistical significant, I mean, difference. So this is what it is. So statistical difference is the function of the difference between the means, that is absolute difference, I mean, between the values, relative to the variability. That's what, I mean, you take, I mean, in relation, I mean, to the variability, either it is a standard deviation for one individual or standard error for a group. So statistical difference is the function, I mean, of the difference between the means related to the variability, and a small difference between the means with a large variability could be due to chance. What is the meaning of that? So even though you have the absolute difference is small, if a large variability, that will be due to chance. Why? Because if you look, I mean, your normal distribution curve, where, I mean, these values will fall. Suppose if it is large variability you have, again, I mean, the same principle. Where, I mean, your values, I mean, will be fall. This is 1, this is 2. So this area, it is, I mean, 0.95. This area, what you are putting, I mean, as 0.05. Those titled, I mean, this thing. So this is the bigger area. So small difference with large variability, I mean, maybe your value falling here. Maybe value falling here. Maybe falling in this area. So this is due to chance. Why? You have the higher level of probability. That what it is. Due to chance C is we are attributing to the probability level. Not due to chance C is your values will be falling or here. Then your probability values is small, very small. It is not due to chance. Your results, whatever you are getting, it is not due to chance. There is something real difference. Okay, if you look, this is what I am saying. Difference between the groups divided by your variability of the groups, that is your standard error. Then you'll get your t value in the same fashion like z. You'll get the t value. Now you can see here this slide. Difference in the means, sample size is giving a positive effect. Your t value, whereas your variability of the data giving the negative effect. That is minus. Why? Because it is this factor is in the denominator. When doing in the calculations, it is in the denominator. As you have high variability, your t value will be small. As your variability is small, your t value will be higher. Okay, how to get the p value? In the same fashion, we check the t value like z. You check the t value, we calculated value. What we have done, we have to do the t value. Then you get the probability. Then reject or do not reject the null hypothesis. You reject, p is less than 0.05 or still less. Or difference between the means the group is more and more significant if p is less and less. So as your p value is small and small, you will get the difference in the mean values as a significant. So this is what in the same fashion like normal distribution for t also, but these values are different for the t. These values is different for the t, but the interpretation of the p value is the same. So you're rejecting and accepting the null hypothesis in the same fashion. Okay, what are the assumptions to use this test? So the assumptions are, the main assumption is your t distribution will follow a normal distribution as your sample size is large. So that's the main assumption. Then the equal variances, you must have the equal variability in both the groups. It is not that one group is having high variability, one is having the small variability, you can't use this statistical test. Then again, the sampling must be a random sample. The sample what you are taking must follow a random sampling method. You can't take convenient sample. So this is the basic T statistics, what you use when you are comparing the sample mean with the population mean. What is this component is? Standard error. Now what is it is similar looks like your z test.
See.
But what the thing is, you have here additional one concept called degrees of freedom. So for this simple test, you are comparing sample mean with the population mean, n is your sample size, you have n minus 1 degrees of freedom. What it is? Suppose if your sample size is n is equal to 20, so in this situation it is n minus 1, 19 degrees of freedom. What this degrees of freedom is? Degrees of freedom is the number of observations which are independent. Which are independent, can you recall in the standard deviation calculation, what you do? In the standard deviation, while calculating the standard deviations, what we do? Can someone recall how to calculate the standard deviation? What is the definition of standard deviation? So you have values, say x, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, and you get the mean for this. Say mean is conveniently you put 8. So you take deviations x minus x bar. What is the sum of the deviations you get here? When you take the deviations, what it is? This is minus 4. This is 0. Plus 4. Okay. This is 8. This is 12. This is 16. Let if you add this, you may not get 0 for this. This is what I put orbitally. What is here the condition? When you take the deviations, it is 0. When you know mathematically that the sum of the deviations is equal to 0, okay, now you have all these values. Can I get this value? Because you know the total is 0. Can I get this value? Without doing this, magic, x minus x bar, can I get this? Yes, yes or no?
Yes.
So how many values out of these are independent? How many are dependent? Only one. This is only one. This is dependent on the total. Whereas these are independent. So this is what it is, n minus 1. If you recall in the standard deviation denominator, what is the formula used standard deviation? This D is root of summation xi minus x bar square divided by n minus 1. What this? This is what we use the degrees of freedom n minus 1. So how many values are independent, how many are dependent? So one is dependent. You know the meaning of independent, dependent? You are depending on your parents now. Once you get, you finish your education, you get married, you will be independent. So this is what independent is. So how many values are independent, how many values are dependent?
Only one dependent.
So in one sample, you are doing a mean standard deviation calculation, that's why it is n minus 1. Because you are calculating your standard deviation here. That's what your degrees of freedom n minus 1. Suppose if you have two groups, n1, n2, what will be the degrees of freedom? It will be n1 plus n2 minus 2. Why? Because in the sample 1, you are calculating standard deviation. In sample 2, you are calculating standard deviation. So that's why it is 2. Say in one sample you have 20, in other sample you have 30, sample size minus 2, the degrees of freedom is 48. So this is what, why this is a mathematical formula? Because of low sample size, it not follows a normal distribution directly. You can recall the normal distribution. This business degrees of freedom is not there. Without degrees of freedom, you can see the tables. Now I will show you the tables later. We have to see the degrees of freedom, then you look your t value. Okay, it is difficult to get to the concept directly into the mind. Just to recall that, because of the standard deviation, this assumption, the condition what you are putting, and the meaning of degrees of freedom is how many values are independent, how many are dependent. Now go to the examples. This is the first example. What I told you three situations where you have to use the t-test. Most of the times, this test will be used in the lab data, lab experiments, where they will do the experiments on animals. You can't take bigger, large animals data to do the any study. So they will do, any new intervention comes to the market, there are different phases of the studies. You know that? Phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4. So phase 4 is the last stage which they will establish the result, then will come into the market. So in the beginning stage, they will do on animals. Suppose if you have a very big side effects, we don't know what it is going to happen, they will do on animals. They won't go on the human beings, any new intervention. So this example talks about the rats. So the following are the weight in milligrams of each of 20 rats drawn at random from a large stock. So these are the weight of 20 rats. These are the 20 values. Is it likely that the mean weight of these 20 rats are similar to the mean weight of the whole stock? In a lab, they have big stock of rats. So their whole stock, mean weight is 24 milligrams. Okay? But we have taken a random sample of 20 rats and we have to get the mean for this. And we want to make sure that the mean of the sample of 20 rats similar to the whole stock. What you are doing? You have the predefined mean fixed value. Population value, then you are taking the sample and you are comparing. So what are the steps? The steps of hypothesis testing, you follow the same thing. What the question to be answered is the mean weight of the sample of 20 rats is 24 milligrams. That's the question mark. So what is the data given? Sample size is given. You see, sample size is 20, it's a small. And this x bar, you add up all the values and get the mean. And this is the standard deviation. This is the value what you are comparing. So what is the null hypothesis? The mean weight of 20 rats is 24 milligrams. That is, the sample mean is equal to the population mean. Always we say that there is no difference. And what the test statistics? It is like Z. You use t x bar minus mu divided by your standard error, which follows a t distribution with n minus 1 degrees of freedom. So when you are looking at the table value, you have to use this concept, n minus 1 degrees of freedom. So what is the decision rule? You compare with the theoretical value. If the table value, that is what I am going to show later, if table value is less than calculated value, you reject your H0 in the same fashion like a normal distribution. Or if your table value is greater than calculated value, you accept your H0. Then you make the inference. So this is what the simple arithmetic it will give. You take the difference from the sample mean to the population mean. Then you divide your standard deviation with the root of sample size. This is the symbol for the modulus to ignore the minus sign. But even though I put here the minus, because your absolute values gives the minus. So minus 2.30. This is your calculated value. Now you have to compare with the predefined, I mean fixed table value. What it is? This is what it is table value. At 5% level, alpha, 19 degrees of freedom. From where I got this 19? 20 minus
1.
N minus 1. What I explained you. That what I mean degrees of freedom is. So the rule is accept H0. If T is, I mean, less than 2.093, go to the tables. Okay, this is the typical like normal distribution table. You can look, I mean, any test book behind the pages, it will be there. You can see here you have the one tail and two tail. This is the one tail, your alpha, and this is your alpha by 2. And you have the level of significance one tail test. I mean, this is the level of significance of one tail. This is for the two tail. Now you can see here, there is additional column here. This is the degrees of freedom. In the normal distribution, if you look at your reference, I mean, material, in the normal distribution table, this is not there. You have the Z values directly here. You have the probabilities.
Yeah.
Now the opposite. You have the T value here. You have the significance level here. And you have the degrees of freedom. Why this is? Because of, I mean, low sample size. When you have the sample size, I mean, it's problem. Mathematically, they have, I mean, different way of, I mean, getting the significance. Now, for this example, what it is? 19 degrees of freedom. Okay? Then you look, I mean, the two tail, 5% level. This is what it is. 2.093. This is a two tail at 5% level. You look, I mean, parallel here, 19 degrees of freedom. So for any given data, you have to arrive, I mean, whatever the degrees of freedom depending upon your sample size. Then you fix, I mean, whether you are using one tail or two tail. Then you look, I mean, the significance level. Most of the times, we fix, I mean, the significance level 0.05. There is no doubt about that. So the significance level is same. So go back to that example where we are here, I think. Yes. So now this is your table value. Now which is high, which is low? Ignoring, I mean, minus sign. Let it be minus sign, no problem. The calculated value is higher. So what will be the inference? You reject H0 or accept H0? You reject the null hypothesis. So what is the inference? So there is no evidence that the sample mean is taken for the population mean with a weight, I mean, of 24 grams. So we are not having any evidence to say that the sample what you have taken, I mean, from the weight, I mean, of the population mean of 24 milligrams. So the next example is for two independent groups. Here we are comparing, I mean, two women. That is group of women. One is, I mean, lean women. Other group is obese women. And they have done the exercise. And these are the mean energy expenditure. Naturally, you expect, I mean, mean energy expenditure will be higher in the obese women compared to lean women. So we want to show statistically, is there any evidence that, I mean, whether the mean energy expenditure is different between these two groups? Two groups are independent. This one group, this is another group. Now what is the null hypothesis? Obese women's mean energy expenditure is equal to the lean women's energy expenditure. That is, there is no difference. So what is the data given? You see the sample size. Sample is very small. 39, and this is the mean for this group, and this is the mean for this group, and standard deviation there, and standard deviation here. What is the absolute difference here? What is the absolute difference between the two groups? 10.3, 8.1. What is the difference here? 2.2. I am subtracting these two. The mean difference of energy expenditure between these two groups. 2.2. Do you think, I mean, this 2.2 is big? We will see statistically what, I mean, the result will give. So this is the steps again. You put your null hypothesis, you put your alternate hypothesis, and this is the degrees of freedom what I told you. N1 plus N2 minus 2, 20 degrees of freedom, and your alpha is a fix. This is one tail or two tail?
Two tail.
Two tail. Because I don't want to favor anyone. So it is no difference, I mean, or not equal to mean here. So this is your table value. I will show you the table. I mean, same thing again. For alpha, for degrees of freedom, this is the table value. Anything your calculated value falls here or here, you are rejecting. Anything falls here, I mean, you are accepting. So this is the same standard, I mean, principle what we discussed. Now, going to the calculations. Before going to the calculations, we have to get the pooled standard, because you have two groups. You have to pool the variability. This is pooled standard deviation. So this is standard deviation for group 1, this is standard for group 2, this is your sample size. Sample size in group 1 and group 2. Then once you have this, so this is what the abbreviations, you can go later. So this is what your pooled variance, 1.765. If you substitute all the values and do simple calculations, you'll get that. Then this is your t. Taking the absolute difference, why this is 0 here? We have to equate to the 0. When the two groups are same, what is the value?
Zero.
No difference means it is 0. Group A, group B same means what is the meaning literally value you look for? Your performance and their performance same means mathematically. What is the value?
Zero.
Say your mean mark is 11.5, their mean mark is 11.5. What is the difference?
Zero.
So same means mathematically we have to equate to 0. That what we are putting here 0. Don't get confused why I am putting 0. Because this difference was 0, then 0, then whole thing it become no difference. But here, in reality, it is not like that. There is a difference. Now, what will be this calculated value 3.8, where this falls? What we have to compare? So this is your comparison. So 20 degrees of freedom at 5% error significant. This is your table value 2.086. Again, you refer back to your tables. The student t-test table, what we have seen before. So 20 degrees of freedom. What is your two-tail or one-tail? What we fixed?
Two-tail.
So 20 degrees of freedom, it's a two-tail, it's a 5%. This is 2.086. So this is, you are fixing, pre-fixed, the value. Then you go back. So, which is high, which is low here? Calculated value is higher than the table value. Where this value is falling? Where this value is falling? If you put, the previous picture, what I have shown you?
Rejected.
Yeah, in the rejection region. So it is here. So you reject the null hypothesis, and what is the inference?
Can you go back for a second? Why is it, go back to the best slide?
Why it is go back to?
Why is it positive, not negative 3?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of this minus this one?
Yeah.
You can put them in the modulus. What is the symmetric property of normal distribution? What is the symmetric property? Let it be here or here. It doesn't matter. But the conclusion is where it is falling.
Is it away from the middle?
Yeah. So whether it is falling or here or here. So because of the symmetric property, either it is minus or plus, doesn't matter. But your question is correct. It has to be minus. But mathematically, we put, in the previous example, I put the modulus sign. So modulus sign ignores, the minus signs. So you can put minus sign also. It doesn't make. What the conclusion you are making? Suppose if it is minus 1.82, it is here. So the conclusion will be different. Either it is 3.82 or minus 3.82, the conclusion will be rejecting the null hypothesis. So what is the inference here? They calculated t, that is 3.82, is higher than the table t at 5% level, 20 degrees of freedom, which is 2.86. This implies that there is evidence that the mean energy expenditure in obese group is significantly higher than that of lean group. Why I am making the obese group is significantly higher? How I am making this?
The side of the...
You have the higher value here. You look at the mean values. This is high. As you said, the sign also indicates. But you look, the raw data, the descriptive statistics. This is high, this is low. And we have the evidence to say that the obese energy expenditure is significantly higher than, the lean woman. Okay, the third example. This example talks about, before and after. So there are 8 students. So before entering the program, each student takes a practice quantitative GRE. After completing the program, again they take another practice exam. Okay, based on their performance, was the program effective? So they have some program. Before program, they have taken some exam. After the program, they have taken the same exam, and we have two scores. So is there any change? Is there any change whether the program is effective or not?
No.
So each student, I mean, contributes two scores. This is a repeated, I mean, measures design. So you can see here there are 8 students. I mean, this is the before program and after program. What you have to do here? How to make, I mean, the analysis of this? We have to take the difference. So this student is improved, this student is improved, this student has decreased, I mean, this student, I mean, improved. He is improved, he is decreased, improved, improved. So out of 8 students, 6 students, I mean, improved their performance. Only 2 students, I mean, they have decreased. Yes.
So I take the mean for each group.
No, that is independent. They are not independent. One person, you have the score before and after. Dependent. This is the data, I mean, dependent nature. That was the paired sample. That what we call paired observation. Before and after. So the first example is comparing sample mean to the population mean. Second example is 2 independent samples. Third is paired samples. Before and after. Pre and post. So what you have to do here? Can represent each student, I mean, with a single score, that is the difference between the scores, and these are the differences. See here, difference, I mean, 35, 20, I mean, out of 8 students, 6 students, they show positive difference. Whereas 2 students have been shown, I mean, negative difference. Now what you have to do? You have to take the mean of this. You have to take the mean of this. Then to what value you have to compare? When before and after same means, what is the value?
Zero.
Again, same logic. So you have to compare, I mean, with zero. Whether this mean difference of 8 students is equal to zero, less than zero, or greater than zero. What do you think? Whether you fix, I mean, one tail or two tail, which alternate hypothesis we can fix here? What by looking the values.
Two tail.
Two tail is okay.
Right tail.
Right tail. Because 6 students improved, I mean, positive.
Already 2 students.
2 students, but you are not taking individual students. We are taking as a group. So when you take the mean, whether it will give positive or negative?
Positive.
It will give positive. So we can fix, I mean, the one-sided, I mean, one tail, as you said, I mean, right side. So this is what it is. The approach is test the significance of the program by testing the significance of D. What is D? D is a difference. What is null hypothesis? There is no difference in the scores of before and after program. Alternate hypothesis is the program is effective. That is, there is a difference. But the scores after program will be higher than the scores, I mean, before the program. That is, average D will be greater than zero. So this is what, I mean, the right-hand side, I mean, I put, I mean, one-sided, which is greater than zero, whereas your null hypothesis is equal to zero. So what you have to do? We have to do simple calculations to get the mean values and to get the standard deviation for D. And this is the formula. You know that, I mean, this is the formula what we use in the first example. The same thing. Now, if you convert, I mean, this is, I mean, follows, I mean, for the single sample, the same formula. This is D bar. This is nothing, I mean, mu D, you're not comparing, you're putting zero there. So you're comparing, I mean, to zero divided by your standard error. So this is the formula for standard deviation, and you get, I mean, the standard error, standard deviation is standard error. Then you get the mean value. Mean is, that is, you add up all the differences, 180 divided by 8, you get, I mean, 22.5. And this is the standard deviation, 23.45, and this is your standard error, 8.29. Then you substitute, I mean, in the formula. So what you get is 2.714. This is your calculated value or observed value. What is the table value? Again, you go back to the table. Now it is one-sided. It is one tail, okay, 5%. Then you look, what is the degrees of freedom? 7 degrees of freedom, because your sample size is 8. 8 minus 1, 7. You look, I mean, here, this is 1.895. Are you looking here? This is 1.895. This is what, I mean, you are comparing. So this is what, I mean, your critical value. This is your observed value. Okay? This is your table value or critical value. Now, which is high? This is higher than your table value. So what you are doing? You are rejecting, I mean, your null hypothesis, and what the inference you are making? The program is effective. Mm-hmm. That is, the data is showing evidence that, I mean, the students have scored better marks, I mean, better scores, I mean, when compared to their previous exam in the after exam, that is the program is effective. Now the question is, what do you think about this standard error? It's a big or small? Why we got such a big 8.29? You look the D values, there is a big variability. Two students scored minus 25, minus 15. One student scored 50. That is the variability. So even though there is a high variability, we got a significant. Why?
Most of the students score better.
Yes, that what the absolute difference is, it is 22.5. So this is what it is. You know, in mathematics, you have three values. If you play around two values, the other value will get affected. So here, the maximum difference, the mean value is high and the standard deviation is also high. That's why, we get a significant. What will happen, suppose if it is not 22.5, it is 12.5. What will happen? Keep, the standard deviation same. You won't get significant result. So this, your T value will be affected, by these two values. Your absolute difference and your variability. Okay, so coming to the summary, T value is the measure. How difficult is it to believe the null hypothesis? The higher the T, you remember what I said here? Your Z and T, higher, P value will be?
Slow,
and it is statistically significant. Suppose if it is low, and this will be higher, and this is
non-significant.
Not statistically significant. The same principle, what I put here. So the high the T, difficult to believe the null hypothesis, accept that there is a real difference. Low T, easy to believe the null hypothesis, have not proved any difference. So coming to the conclusion, in summary, student t-test will be used when the sample size is small and it is for only for the quantitative data, when you are looking only for the mean value, not for the prevalence, not for the proportion. And to compare, what are the situations? To compare the single sample mean with the population mean, to compare the sample means of two independent samples, and to compare the sample means of paired samples. Okay? Do you have any doubts? Can we start next session? You want to start the chi-square test? Or you don't want? We have still 5 minutes. Otherwise I can show the SPSS. SPSS is not here. Any problem in this? First, let me clarify. Any problem in this?
So yeah. The application of DT, it's mostly at the second and third concept. But the first concept is quite difficult to find the population mean.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes. You must have the predefined value. Yes, it is difficult.
So it's mainly at the second and third concept.
Second and third, very commonly be used. But sometimes, if you have the fixed value, say someone quoting somewhere, or the population census, some population value, then you can do it. So what we'll do? As agreed, next week there is no session. So coming week, we'll have, as per your group leader's plan, we have two sessions, but I may take a 3-1-1 session also. So not next week, coming week, all the three sessions, whatever is remaining, I'll try to finish off. Inshallah. So we have chi-square test, another two tests we are studying, chi-square and Fisher's exact test, then the confidence intervals, then